What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to My Social Life. This is the podcast where we teach you how to grow on social media by talking to people who have actually done it. I'm your host, Jacob Kelly. As always, today's podcast is powered by Surf. And today is the takeaways episode. And if you're new here, what a takeaways episode is, where I sit down and break down the most recent podcast episode of the week. And today, we're discussing my conversation with Jordan Tarver. Now, if you haven't had a chance to listen to the full podcast yet, I highly recommend you go back and listen to it. It'll be the one right below this episode in your podcast app. But if you don't have time to listen to a full 1 hour conversation with Jordan, I respect your time. And so a quick TLDR on who Jordan is. Jordan is a self-help author, the author of You Deserve This Shit, as well as Moment, To Whom It May Concern, Volume 1. He's also grown his TikTok to over 75,000 followers. He is a travel photographer who now does it exclusively as a hobby, no longer as a profession, which was an intentional choice. And I always enjoy my conversations with Jordan. You know, I had him on the podcast. It was crazy to think about now that I had Jordan on the podcast over 100 episodes ago. Actually, let me see if I can find the exact number of my podcast with Jordan, because Jordan reached out to me after I recorded an interview with Bobby Hobart. And he heard that podcast, Bobby, and he asked if I'd be interested in having him on my podcast, because Jordan had been on Bobby's show, Purpose in the Youth. And so that's how I got Jordan on the show originally, which again was over 100 episodes ago. I'm just scrolling through my Instagram now, trying to find it super quickly here, but I just can't believe that I'm at a point now where I can say I interviewed somebody over 100 episodes ago. Like, that's just insanity. He was episode 191 this time. And the time before that, I'm getting close here in my scrolling deep into my social life's Instagram account. We're almost there. Give me 2 seconds here. There he is, Jordan Tarver, episode 86, and now episode 191. 100, over 100 episodes different. 2 years ago, I interviewed Jordan right at the beginning of the pandemic. So it's crazy to have him on here now. And I'm really glad I got to have him back on the podcast. And shout out to him, man. He reached out to me. He's like, yo, you want to do another podcast? And I was like, 100%. You know, he said I popped up in his TikTok feed, man. The power of TikTok, which we're going to get to in these takeaways. I'm going to try and get you out of here in 10, 15 minutes. So let's get into some of these takeaways. And the first takeaway that I had from my conversation with Jordan is to show, don't tell. And that is how Jordan has really sold over 10,000 copies of his book as a result of TikTok, because he wasn't telling people, go buy my book. This is my new book. Go buy my book. Go buy my book. Go buy my book. When he ended up doing that, ended up selling that. The thing that kicked off this 10,000 books that he sold was he sold 100 books in 12 hours overnight on Christmas to Boxing Day, right? But I don't think Boxing Day is in the States. So Christmas to the 26th. Boxing Day is a thing here in Canada and the UK. Anyways, so basically, he posted a video on Christmas Day, and the next day he realized he sold 100 copies. And what that was him being like, here's like 5 books that are going to change your life. And it was him, and he had 5 books, and he'd show the 5 books in the video, and one of the books being his. And, you know, he's just showing people. He's not telling people. He's just showing it as an option. It's not forceful. It's more gentle. I think that's an important thing for you when it comes to marketing your products or growing yourself as a creator. It's, you don't want to tell people to follow you. You want to show them why they should follow you. And I think it's a big difference when you can figure out what that is for you. That's a huge unlock. And the next thing that I think is important that we should talk about, something I've often struggled with, is that not everything has to be a business. You can have hobbies. As a creator, you know, I'm just like this. I'm sure you are as well if you're listening to this show, is you want to turn your creation into a business, which I understand is an admirable pursuit. I'm not telling you not to do that, but I think that not everything you do has to become a business, right? Because if you're trying to make everything a business, you're going to stretch yourself too thin. And I understand some people, like my good friend Hayden, and like Gary Vaynerchuk as well, need to be doing multiple things at once. They need to have multiple balls in the air in order to be motivated and to keep going. They can't just focus on one thing. And that's fair, but I think there's a point where you're stretched too thin. And so maybe you want to focus on a couple things, but everything you do doesn't have to be a business. It's also okay to do things just for fun and for your mental health and for recovery and just to take some time away from your business. Because everything you're doing as a business, you're going to be looking at it through a different lens than if it's just a hobby. And so if something brings you joy and fulfills you, you don't have to try and make money out of it. It can just be a hobby. It can just be something you do for fun. And I'm not telling you again, not to pursue your dreams and go after being a full-time creator. I think you should still do that. But is there something else you're doing that's taking away from you? Where is that other thing? Could be a hobby, could be giving you energy, where you're looking at it differently. And so I don't think everything you do has to be a business. It can always be a hobby. And when I asked her, and she's like, what is this kind of third takeaway here? Is how do you determine what should be a business and versus what should just be a hobby? And I think one of the things is what he said was, what need are you solving? You know, with your hobby, are you solving a need? Or with something, are you solving a need? If you're not, If you're doing something for yourself and trying to create something you do, trying to make something you do for yourself a business, that's going to be a lot harder than something you're doing that you know solves a need for people. So that's a good filter you can apply on these things you want to do and figure out what could be a business and what could be a hobby. And the next thing, we need to talk about kind of our passion. And I think a lot of people, what trips them up with their passion is they think that once they have their passion, you know, they always say like, love what you do and you'll never work a day in your life, which is, I fundamentally disagree with that. Because what Jordan said on the podcast, and which I agree with him completely, is that there's always going to be things you don't like about your job. There's always going to be headaches. There's always going to be people that annoy you, people you don't like, things you don't like to do. But that doesn't mean that's not your passion. Everything you do, there's going to be trade-offs, right? Like, for example, being a creator, you might love being a creator, but then you turn it into a business. And I bet you don't love to do the accounting and pay your taxes, but you have to do it. It's important. It's a part of that job. But that doesn't mean you're not passionate about being a creator, but that means you're not going to be passionate about every single part of being a creator. And a lot of people get that confused. They think once they find the thing they're passionate about, they expect it to be easy and it not to feel like work. But that is just not the case. That is not how life works. And so you need to find something, not that doesn't feel like work, but that is worth it to do that work. Now, kind of flipping over here to a couple of TikTok. These are just, you know, when I talk with Jordan, you know, obviously we talk about TikTok on the podcast, but there's also somebody who does so much good. He's a self-help author. How could I not have a chat with him about life and improvement and how to look at life and interpret things? But anyways, we got some TikTok ones here for you. And the first one being is to, when you're creating content, make sure, and we talk about this often here on the show, is mix in a variety of content so you don't get pigeonholed in the content that you're creating. You know, even if that content doesn't do as well as your top performing content, it's still important to mix it in there to make sure you have a variety of content that you got going out there, that people don't expect just one thing, that you have the ability to mix it up, that people, it helps people create a better relationship with you because they understand you're multifaceted and there's more they can get from you than just the one thing. And so make sure as a creator, you know, you mix in different types of content. Like for Jordan, he has his series that does really well with X books, read like 5 books if you want to change your life, 5 books if you want to get better at X this year. Like that's a series, and he'll have books and he'll flip over like 3 to 5 to 7 books that will help you achieve whatever the outcome you want is. And that series crushes for him. That's his best performing series. But he also realized that he didn't want to become the book recommendation guy. So he started putting out other content as well, just so people didn't pigeonhole him as that one thing. So once you're pigeonholed, it's tough to break out of that. Sometimes when you're pigeonholed, you kind of have to start from scratch. And so Jordan didn't want that. He recognized that. He had that awareness. And then he realized he didn't want to be that. So he started putting out other content beyond just the book recommendations. But speaking of the book recommendations, we kind of mentioned this earlier, but like one TikTok can change your life. That is all it can take, is one TikTok. Like, and I still think people are sleeping on this platform. Yes, it might be harder to go viral than it was 2 years ago, but it's also easier to go viral on TikTok still than on any other platform by far. And so it literally takes one TikTok. Jordan was saying that he was having like 5 books a week, 10 books a month type months for the first like 3, 4, 5, 6 months of his book being out. And then he put out one video on TikTok. He had 100 books sold in 12 hours. And then he said he never had a day below 100 book sales for over 2 months, like 2.5 months, I think it was. And then all started because he posted one TikTok and it pushed that boulder down the hill. It started as a small snowball, and it has grown over time. And now he's sold over 10,000 copies of his book, which is a ton of books, all because of one TikTok. Stop sleeping on the platform. There's so much power in it that is there for you to harness. And even if you haven't harnessed it yet, let's talk about my next takeaway here, is because you might not be viral right now, which I understand sucks because you're creating, you want the attention. That's why you're creating. Maybe not why you're creating. I don't necessarily create just for the attention in every case. But obviously it would be nice if you had some attention. And so you want to go viral, but you're not. And that can get frustrating. You know, Jordan created for 7 years photography and different, like he had a couple different Instagram accounts, and he never got a ton of traction. Like he had some, obviously, but like not as much as he has now. And it's tough when you're creating over and over and over again 7 years and you're just not getting the traction you want. But the thing to remember is that even if you're not viral now, all the work you're putting in now is preparing you for when you do eventually go viral. You know, we even talked about this last week with Nima Naz, that You put in all this work, and then finally when you get your shot, you're going to be more prepared. Versus if you went viral off your first video, you have no idea what to do next. You have no idea how to follow that up, why you went viral, how to break that down, what to do with this new attention. And you won't even fully understand what to do with it when you get there. It's one of those things that you won't know how to handle until you're there. But I asked both Nima and Jordan this week and last week, if you'd gone viral earlier in career, how would it have gone? And they both said, I wouldn't have been able to handle it. I wasn't ready at that point in my career. And you might think you're ready now, and we always think we're ready. But if you're not going viral right now, don't let that be a deterrent for you. Use that to your advantage to hone your craft now when not as many people are watching, so that when a lot of people are watching, you are ready and you are going to be able to crush it. And the last takeaway that I have here from my conversation with Mr. Jordan Tarver is that there's beauty in the delusion. Sometimes, you know, we want to have it all figured out. We do. I do. But sometimes not having all the answers can be our biggest advantage. You know, like sometimes your naivety can be your strength. You know, like ignorance is bliss. And that, I mean, maybe not ignorance is bliss, but I'm mixing up all my little sayings, my cliches. But I love that there's beauty in the delusion. And sometimes when you think you can conquer the world, it's the fact that you're delusional enough to think you can conquer the world that actually is going to be the reason why you conquer the world. And I'm not saying like actually conquer the world, you know what I mean? There's beauty in the delusion. I just love that quote. He kind of dropped that, just subtly dropped that in at the end of the podcast. But I love that. There's beauty in the delusion. And don't let anybody, I think the thing is when people think you're being delusional and it usually happens when you're thinking too big. And I don't want you to let that, to other people thinking your delusion is a bad thing. Your delusion can be beautiful and it's going to be the reason why you succeed. And so don't ever let anybody tell you otherwise, because there's beauty in the delusion. But I want to thank you so much for taking time to listen to this podcast. Whether you listen the entire way through or you only listen to bits and pieces, I really appreciate you for taking time to check this out. Do me a big favor, go and follow Jordan on TikTok. Go and pick up a copy of his book, You Deserve This Shit. I have read the book. I enjoyed the book. I know you will as well. I'll make sure it's linked in the show notes down below so you can find it. And if you'd like to find me, you can follow me everywhere on social media at the Jacob Kelly. Feel free to come and say hello. My DMs are always open. If you did enjoy today's podcast or my interview with Jordan, be sure to leave us a positive rating and review. Share this episode with a friend and subscribe to the show. Put a brand new interviews every single Tuesday and a brand new takeaways episode is an audio exclusive where I sit down and break down the most recent podcast episode of the week every single Thursday. As always, today's podcast is powered by Surf. Thank you once again for listening. We'll talk soon.